With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The former premier adds his voice to the budget debate in Parliament, starting with an assertion that if he was still in charge, the reopening of Cayman's borders would have been handled, quote, very differently.
Without question, at some point, the country had to reopen. But I don't know who thought the point to reopen was when the virus was at its highest peak in terms of spread through the community, because that's where we are now.
The Honorable Alda McLaughlin did praise government for the success of the vaccination program, reaching a target his side during the previous administration, quote, never thought possible.
But, Mr. Speaker, the disaster of having allowed the community spread of the virus to the extent that it currently is presents a major obstacle to the two main goals that any government would have. One, reopening so that our tourism business can start to come back. And two, that local business would start to be able to get the benefit of this new economic activity.
Mr. McLaughlin says this level of community spread is, quote, scaring residents away from things like events, bars, restaurants, and stores. He added it's also a risk for visitors.
And if you test positive for the virus, you are then going to be condemned to your hotel room until you test negative. Now, who is going to not volunteer for that? Who's going to pay for that privilege?
The premier told MPs the PAC-led government must put in place stronger enforcement policies with regards to COVID-19 regulations to help slow the spread of the virus. Other MPs who contributed to the debate on Wednesday included Joey Hugh, David White, Barbara Connolly, Isaac Rankin, the Honorable Kathleen Ebanks-Wilkes, and Heather Bodden. Proceedings are set to resume later this morning, so make sure to tune into our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM, to hear the proceedings live. In other news, this week, the Health Services Authority and Cayman Islands Red Cross are offering a week of free HIV and STI testing, wrapping up tomorrow. Deputy Director of the Red Cross, Carolina Fajeda, says fear often holds people back from moving forward with testing, but finding out if something is wrong sooner rather than later is the best way to deal with sexually transmitted diseases.
It's like we don't talk so much about syphilis now just because of the fact that, you know, we do have the medication and it's like it's treatable. But, you know, we leave something like that long enough and then suddenly goes from one stage to the next and it becomes increasingly more difficult to deal with as time progresses. So I think it's about kind of getting over that initial hump of, you know, that fear of like, oh my goodness, something might be wrong, or I might really actually need this and stuff, which is why we encourage people to get tested regularly.
For more information, you can email laura.whitefield@hsa.ky or call 244-2507. And tonight, the Cayman Arts Festival presents a special piano performance. CAF's Marius Gaina tells Radio Cayman tonight's performance will feature Cheska Mia Daniels, Charles Henderson, Adassa Blake, Johan Hui, and Adelaide Walton.
It's a one-hour event where we will present a new wave of young and talented pianists. If in the past 2-3 years we had some amazing pianists that we promoted them in various events, and including something similar like we'll have tomorrow, now all those young pianists, they are studying abroad, so we just need to focus again on a new generation of young performers.
It's taking place from 6 to 7 p.m. at St. George's Anglican Church, rather than the traditional venue of the Georgetown Public Library.
As all of us were aware, these new restrictions, we are not able to have the events at the library in Georgetown, so we decided to have our events at Anglican Church, St. George's. Of course, social distancing required and all the regulations that they are in place, but we are grateful that the church board accepted us there for our events.
Tickets are $20 for adults and $5 for kids. For more information, head to caymanartsfestival.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, has warned that Europe could be returning to what he called the nightmare of military confrontation. At a European security conference in Sweden, Mr. Lavrov expressed fears about US plans to place intermediate-range nuclear missiles in Europe. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, warned that Russia would face serious consequences if it pursued confrontation with Ukraine. BBC News.